sky. Rope an old blue northern and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, fences down flat.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, we do this on Mondays. Always my pleasure to bring on my next guest, State Representative Shane Stringer. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. Well, let's start here. Have you caught your breath yet?
We're getting there. One day at a time.
we're in this election cycle, and I, Representative, I know you're running unopposed, so you don't really have this issue, but are you surprised at how, they're not talking about it necessarily, but how much gambling is just, it's in your face now without it being gambling?
Yeah, it tells you, where we're going for next session or whatever. But, I think the climate in the election cycles and elections is changed in Alabama. And whenever you've got groups from Virginia and out of state and other areas that are really working hard for candidates in our area, that speaks volume. So, I think that you're going to see major changes in our election cycles if you start having all these out-of-state different groups coming in trying to influence our elections.
Well, and I mean, just the amount of money they're spending. I don't even know where you put that much money in legislative races, but like I said, it certainly foreshadows something big coming down the pike.
Yeah, it's going to change the climate. And, if you're running for an office, man, and they're against you and you don't have money, then it's going to be an uphill battle for sure.
Well, how ready are you for this fight? I mean, if it comes, I don't have much discussion. I mean, you probably hear all the same things I do, if not more. The possibility that, depending on how these primaries go, depending on how this cycle starts out in a month, and then the runoff, might even see a special session before the general election.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. Like always, you'll have to wait until a bill is drafted and try to look at it and see if you can get your mind wrapped around what is or what isn't. A lot of times they will typically want your commitment before you've even had a chance to look at a bill.
Well, and in this case, it'd be a constitutional amendment. It would have to be. So logistically, I mean, they couldn't get in on the November ballot in time, could they?
I don't think so. I'm sure they know. They're probably working every angle they can to see where they can go with this. And so I guess it's going to depend on that, whether it potentially comes up in a special session. But, a special session would give us the ability to focus on nothing but that and see where we can go with it from there.
Well, and then also still kind of looming, I guess, but it seems like the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, is slow walking it so it doesn't interfere with this election cycle. But there is some possibility the court would rule on the Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. And, I guess that it still looms out there. It doesn't seem likely, but you would have a situation where if the court ruled a certain way, could Alabama redraw its congressional lines? And that's a whole nother, fascinating possibility.
Yeah, it's hard to say. A lot of people are speculating, their thoughts on it, but I'm not really sure which way to go. I think there is a good chance that could happen. And if it is, then I guess we're going to be looking at that issue again. So a lot of stuff, a lot of unknowns that we're facing, it could be coming up at any point.
Yeah, and with that, that's something for voters, I guess, to consider. In these elections, what are you hearing? Like I said, you don't have an opponent, but a lot of your colleagues do. What do you, and I asked Senator Elliott the same question last week when we had him on. Municipal races, it wasn't solidly across the board favorable for the incumbent, but it was not bad for incumbents. I think we're going to see a few upsets, probably that a lot of us didn't have on our radar. There's always one or two, but it's just Alabama is such a fascinating state that it's very tribal, but you could see that, I feel like, across, you know, just different places around the state.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people are paying more attention to politics now than probably ever. And I attribute a lot of that to President Trump. I think he's really brought a lot of the negative out and showed the people what is going on behind closed doors and, you know, what is taking place with their taxpayer money. And a lot of people are paying too much for their groceries, their gas, and everything else, and they're paying attention because they want people that's going to try to bring resolution and try to help them get lower food, lower everything. So, yeah, I think it's a strong possibility you're going to see some turnaround and maybe some different positions flipped, even in the local elections.
Well, kind of put a finishing touch, and as it pertains to this election cycle now, some of these candidates running for re-election are really hanging their hat on some of the things that you guys did this session. But this quadrennium, it's like I tell people, it's not like you guys, it's not a woke left-wing body. It may not function and perform at some of our expectations, but there were some victories last year and over the last few years, I would assume.
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of victories, and I think a lot of good intent, a lot of hard work has gone into trying to bring some good legislation and trying to get some things fixed for our citizens across the state. Now, some things out of our control have just not worked out, but I think there's a lot of good intentions going on. People are trying and working hard to represent our people for the best of our ability.
Well, and you know, the I guess when we talk about specifics, I still think, I don't know that the grocery tax quite hits like they think it does. I still think that overtime tax, even though it was done by Anthony Daniels, a Democrat, was very popular. I don't think that the measure that got passed this session really lives up to that. I just wonder, some of the stuff that we're being told were the highlights to me falls a little short, but there's a lot more that could have been done, it feels like.
Yeah, I'm sure there always is. You know, we go into a session and, you know, like with any piece of legislation, when you're going about it, things come up and there's unintended consequences and issues that happen. But, you know, you just try to keep working it and get the best piece of legislation you can passed. And, you know, and the pieces that are not exactly where they should be, we will come back and try to tackle those. And I agree. I would like to see us do a little bit more on the overtime tax. It really affects the first responders, the police, fire, EMS, and all of them. That really helps be a game changer for them whenever they're competing against the private industries here in Mobile County and the surrounding area. So I think you'll see us come back and address some of those issues. And a lot of that is just speculation of where the budgets are going to go, and people are concerned about that.
The other big one, and, you know, Chairman Stadagan was pushing this on his kind of coming off the heels on the heels of his win as chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, the close primary bill. Now, I don't know, I guess a couple of the Mobile delegation, Pro Tem Pringle and Senator David Sessions, very, very either, I would say that they were against it, I guess. Pringle voted for it, but spoke out against it on the floor. And then David Sessions had some similar remarks, but where are you on that? I mean, regarding that, because some of your Mobile County colleagues don't seem lukewarm at best.
Yeah, I think it's a good bill. I wish we could have got it through the Senate and passed it. You know, yes, there's concerns that things can be manipulated already in other areas. But in my opinion, I think things are already being manipulated. I think that there are situations where the Democrats are cross-voting and voting to try to influence the Republican primary and basically picking the leaser of their worries, I guess. So I think it would have been a good bill, and I think it would have really helped us to address some issues and just try to be proactive and making sure that Republicans are voting and selecting Republicans.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how much crossover voting there is. We know that there are some circumstances where it has indeed impacted a race. My friend Tom Watley talks about it all the time whenever we have a discussion about what's going on in Alabama politics. But how much do you think that dilutes the conservative makeup of the legislature? That you do have these Democrats in some cases where you just have a one candidate, maybe you don't really have anything interesting on the Democrat ticket, but they could vote in the Republican primary and they could vote for the lesser of the two evils in their mind.
Yeah, I think that in majority conservative districts, you're going to see candidates that are either going to swap over from Democrat to Republican because they know they can't get elected in that district as a Democrat, or they're going to work to try to find somebody that's not as conservative that hopefully aligns more with their views to try to get them in there. But yeah, I think it plays a major part in it, and I think we need to keep our eye on it. I know the Republican Party has made some changes to their rules and regulations relating to that, and trying to make sure that candidates that have been lifelong Democrats or in one party their whole life have to sit out a certain amount of time before they can run, and trying to just make sure that we're keeping Republicans in the Republican Party.
Well, there's some who would, and this was, I think, part of one of the proposals. So when we talk about closing primaries, there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. But one of the ideas would take that ability of the party to police who's on the ballot out of the equation. And you see this, we've seen it the last couple of cycles where the steering committee of the state executive committee will have their ballot access challenged, and they'll actually kick people off the ballot that qualified. And is that in your mind something the party still needs to maintain control over?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good thing, and I think they did a good job with it this year. And we've had several situations where lifelong Democrats were running for a Republican seat and just not too convinced they were as conservative as they were saying they are. And I'm glad the steering committee had checks and balances in place and was able to address that.
And in a state like Alabama, especially, where it's one party, you get the R next to your name and you're probably golden. But there's, also this legacy going back to, the last century. We have a lot of people switching parties. In some ways, some of those guys who are switching parties are disaffected Democrats, and maybe at one time they were just conservative and you ran as a Democrat. But it does seem like this late in the game that there are it's amazing to me how many Democrats, these old legacy Democrats, still operate and exist in Alabama politics.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's happening. And the biggest thing you can see in a lot of their social media posts and stuff, these candidates that have swapped over and trying to run as Republican, they're getting on there and just saying that, people know if they want to win, they've got to run as a Republican. But you never hear them say anything negative about the Democrat Party, or that their views and the party's views have taken a different direction, and that it's time for them to make a change. typically when you're not hearing that, you're only hearing that people that they felt like they needed to swap, you know, to be able to win, then that's a concern for me. And I think we need to, you know, take a better look at that and just kind of keep an eye on that kind of stuff and do some in-depth interviews when we're making these decisions.
Well, and, you know, tell me this and we'll wrap it up. We're going into this election cycle here. I think that this whole, you know, gambling may be dominating the financial side of it. Issues, I think it's public safety. I think immigration was probably king for a while, but, you know, now you look at what the state does. There's always education. There's always people motivated by that. But I do think a lot of Alabamians see what's going on, especially in the bigger cities, and they see the way the prisons are, you know, especially with this documentary that came out. And I think that's going to be much higher on the list when people go to vote this time.
Yeah, I think so. People are, like I said earlier, people are more in tune to what's going on in politics than they ever have. And, you know, of course, probably the primary function of government is the safety of its citizens. And when we've got larger cities across the state that's not, people don't feel safe or they are not safe, then we've got problems that need to be addressed. And I think you're going to see, at some point, I think people are going to really be in tune and pay more attention to what's going on and make some different decisions when it comes to elections.
Well, Representative, we always appreciate your time. We'll end it there, but well, thanks again, and we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
State Representative Shane Stringer. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Port Show, 1FM Talk, 106.5.